Columbus Day, and happy Columbus Day, is a holiday that commemorates a very ancient event back in 1492, but it's a holiday that stirs up some very unsettled issues in North America. It became a federal holiday in 1972 on the 480th anniversary of the Columbus landing in the New World. A strange anniversary to celebrate, but it was also an election year, and perhaps then-President Richard Nixon was going after Italian-American votes. Now, Native Americans, who don't consider themselves part of any new world, thank you very much, have understandably limited enthusiasm for a holiday dedicated to an event that led to the destruction of their way of life. Over the last few decades, some states and a few cities have decided to rename the holiday from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, and this year, the city of Minneapolis will celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day for the first time. Joining us are activists who made that happen in Minneapolis. Peggy Flanagan, Executive Director of the Children's Defense Fund of Minnesota, who serves on the board of the Native American Community Development Institute. She's also an enrolled member of the White Earth Band of the Ojibwa. Also with us is Daniel Yang, Director of Organizing and Community Building for the Native American Community Development Institute. Daniel and Peggy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
Thanks so much.
So what is your intent here, Peggy, and what will people do today that would be different from what they would normally do on Columbus Day?
Well, today it's a day to celebrate Indigenous people, the Native folks who are here in this country. And in the city of Minneapolis, we have a long, rich history of an urban American Indian community. Today we will gather at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Mayor Betsy Hodges will be there, Senator Al Franken, and hundreds of community members celebrating who we are as Indigenous people, and the fact that we are still here, we weren't discovered, and just acknowledging our community.
Is there any tension with Italian Americans in the Twin Cities? Many Italian Americans view Columbus Day as a nationalistic holiday, a celebration of Italian American values.
So far, at least conversations with folks in the community have been fairly positive. Just again, acknowledging a community that is still here, that we still exist, and you know we see it as a positive thing, and so far the response generally from folks in Minneapolis has been positive. Again, you know, I don't necessarily think that this takes away from Italian Americans. There are certainly other folk from Italy and descendants of that should be celebrated versus someone who, frankly, started in many senses the genocide of a people. So we think that there are probably things in the community that should be lifted up a little bit more, and this is just a great way to honor folks who've been here for generations.
Daniel Yang, is it fair for Columbus to take this rap of starting something that became genocide in that there were a lot of decisions made by Americans, Europeans here in North America, in the United States? It didn't have to turn out the way that it did in the U.S. There could have been much more of a coexistence, don't you think?
Peggy touched on it a little bit, but this really was, if it wasn't necessarily Columbus alone, this was the moment in history that began all of this hurt. And so it's a hurt that goes back generations. And so when it's that first moment, when it's your relatives, it might not be directly in your bloodline, but other relatives, Indigenous peoples throughout North and South America, where the beginning of disease, of rape, of murder occurs. And you're correct that this continues on. But this serves as a moment to celebrate Indigenous people.
Daniel Yang is Director of Organizing and Community Building for the Native American Community Development Institute in the Twin Cities. Peggy Flanagan is Executive Director of the Children's Defense Fund of Minnesota. She serves on the board of the Native American Community Development Institute and is an enrolled member of the White Earth Band of the Ojibwe. Peggy, thanks so much. And Daniel, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.